Today's devotional is based on Mark 10, verses 17 through 31, and it was written by the Reverend Chad Bogdewick. What do you have to lose? This is an interesting response to the prospect of trying something new. For some, this question is an automatic reaction to the presentation of a different possibility. The rich man in today's passage had a very real chance of losing everything. In his mind, he could not follow Jesus because it was too expensive. Jesus, I would imagine, was quite sad about this exchange. The rich man asked the wrong question, as people tend to do. The question was not, what do I have to lose, but what do I have to gain? We are sometimes afraid to try new things or experiences because of the potential cost. A former professor of mine said, people prefer the misery they know to the mystery they don't. We can get stuck at times, stuck in the things that we own and stuck in the things that own us. We get stuck because we are afraid of change, because our identities are intricately tied to and interwoven with the various things we have. If the rich man would have given away all the things he owned, he would no longer be the rich man, causing an existential identity crisis. But unbeknownst to him, there was a new and better identity waiting for him in the arms of Jesus. An identity of love, an identity of community, an identity of care and concern, an identity of baptism, an identity of adoption, an identity that transforms us, molds us, and completes us. Sometimes we get stuck not knowing who we truly are, unaware of the truth that Jesus offers us. Not just a new identity, but a better identity. In our search for identity, we pick up a few needless things along the way. But the waters of baptism can wash them off as we put on the garments of humility and grace. When we do this, we learn who we are and whose we are, and that identity is better than anything the world can offer. Let us pray. Wondrous Lord, we often don't know who we are. We think we do, but then we get lost in the things that weigh us down. Free us from our misery and lead us into your mystery. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.